The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Right now, we're headed out to the guest hotline where we find one of my absolute favorites, a godsend to the program, one of the best in the business, NFL on CBS analyst Charles Davis joins the program. CD, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, my friend. I appreciate you. How was the workout, my brother?
It was good. I have to work out more at my age, but Happy Holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, which began last night.
Yes.
And however anyone's worshiping or celebrating, I hope it's merry, hope it's happy, hope it's fun, and I'm going to wait until after the first of the year for Festivus because I don't want any grievances right now.
So, I was about to say, I like your thought process there, CD. We were talking about the NFL stealing Christmas Day before we brought you on, my friend. I know you got to sit and watch. What was your thought to the overall thing, man?
Well, look, before we even get to that, I just remember at one point, I can't even pinpoint exactly who said it or where, but it was pretty much universal that the NFL had said, Tuesday and Wednesday, Christmas Day, don't have games. You know, like, and you could hear Adam Silver in the NBA breathe a sigh of relief, like, woo, good. We get those days back. And then somewhere along the way, someone said, nah, let's do it. And we got them. Wednesday. It was a Wednesday. We thought we couldn't do it on a Wednesday. And the league figured it out. Hey, Saturday to Wednesday is just like Sunday to Thursday.
Yep.
So let's do it. And they did. And the NBA, you know, they're gnashing their teeth in the whole deal. But I thought it went well yesterday. Look, Linnell, from this person's perspective, the win yesterday was Netflix not really glitching.
Yeah.
Like, I heard different things from places. You know, people said my buffering was this, my this was that. But you didn't have a crash in the system. You didn't have a whole block where the game was missed. You didn't have any of that. To me, if you're the Netflix people, you're probably, you didn't sleep last night because you were celebrating. Like, you know, you pulled off the doubleheader on Christmas Day. Because I will tell you for a fact, I was walking in my neighborhood before the games yesterday. And a man who's in the neighborhood was with his dog, and I encountered him, and we always say hi and keep moving. Yesterday, he says hi, not Merry Christmas, not Happy Holidays. Are you sure that this is a good idea, putting this game on Netflix? I said, whoa. He said, if it goes like that fight went, NFL's got serious problems.
Yeah.
And I went, don't disagree with you. Absolutely, but I don't work for Netflix, and, you know, I don't know what to tell you. We're all going to find out. But I think that was a general feeling, wasn't it, Linnell? I mean, going into that, when you encountered people after that, you know, debacle fight, look, whatever the production was, the fight was a debacle from the word go. Like, the whole idea that an 800-year-old Mike Tyson can do anything, considering people that no one can name knocked him out in his last two real fights.
Yeah.
Back when he supposedly still had it, and people still bought that. I laughed till I got sick. I said, I can't believe you're buying this. Did you not see him the last two times he fought, last three times? Did you not see the man who spit out his mouthpiece to bite the ears of a man because he was getting pummeled and he's looking for a way out and he didn't want to quit in the ring?
Yeah.
And you're buying the baddest man on the planet?
Yeah.
What's wrong
with you? The name's
going to
sell. The name is going to sell, CD. You know that. But, yo, I agree.
That means you're not doing your homework or not observing anything, okay?
You got a little money to blow, huh?
Because you got more disposable than I do. I can just tell you that. Because the whole idea that he's a bad dude, that was lost a long time ago, period.
I agree.
Bought it. But they
I agree
had
glitches, 100%.
But yesterday, I don't think they had those. I think Netflix won the day.
100%. And I think that was the real fear that was put into people's heart after the Tyson debacle was, if Netflix couldn't handle a boxing crowd loading up the server, you wait till they get the most popular sport in the world on the server. And we saw them pass with flying colors. It was awesome to see.
I'm pretty sure somewhere in the middle of the boxing thing, there was a red phone call from the NFL people to the Netflix people. You better get to work.
I'm about to say, you got some work. You got a couple months, but you better make sure you get it together. CD, I'll ask you about the games here momentarily, but as a DC guy through and through, I got to ask you about what we saw on Sunday from the Washington Commanders in that game against the Philadelphia Eagles. CD, I'm going to start off with you like this, my brother. Who did you learn more about this past Sunday, the Commanders or the Eagles?
Commanders.
Yeah.
Commanders, I'm not worried about the Eagles because when it's all said and done, you go back through that game and you look at numbers and stats and you lose your quarterback and all that.
Yeah.
And, the Commanders won the game and rightfully so. They took control and got it done. But if you're the Eagles having won, 10 in a row going into that one?
Right.
You should lose no sleep. All right? You should lose zero. All right? You know who you are. You know what you do when you do it best. You get your cue back, you'll take your chance against the Commanders and anyone else down the road. To me, Washington, that told me everything I need to know about Washington.
Yeah.
Because their story was already good enough to be the end of the year. Like, we're good.
Yeah.
Look at what we've done. Look at how we've rebounded. Look at our administration. The fans are coming back. We have the quarterback. We didn't quite get there this year, but boy, look at our future. They could have done that, and it would have been fine. But that group has said, no, that's not good enough. There's more there for us. And they went out and proved it. I thought it was really impressive. And if anything, it solidified what you should be thinking about the Commanders with their GM Adam Peters, their head coach Dan Quinn, their quarterback Jaden Daniels, and right on down the line. This administration, this group, has a chance to do big things over the next few years.
Yeah, I'm excited, man. It's going to be fun to watch. It's been awesome, you know, as a D.C. guy through and through, 27 years old, growing up in this area. This has been a treat. You know, 2012 was awesome with Robert, but it was nothing compared to this because it kind of felt like that group had a ceiling. This group, after seeing them put up 5 touchdowns and 36 points after turning it over 5 times, CD, was super impressive. And each and every week, I watch this kid extremely close. He's making 7 or 8 jaw-dropping plays, whether it's a throw or a run, each and every week. And to do it up against the league's best defense was incredible. There's another layer of this, though, CD, I want to ask you about. Because you remember the narrative that existed at a certain part of the season, the proverbial cliff. For him to go up and scheme Jamison Crowder and Olamide Zaccheaus and De'Ami Brown open the way that he has over the past couple of weeks, specifically on Sunday, Pete Carroll's interested in that Chicago job. But if I'm the Bears, I'm calling up Cliff Kingsbury.
Yeah, and what will be interesting is if Cliff is interested.
Yeah.
And I think he'd be interested. I can't speak for him, and nor should I, okay? This is an outsider's observation.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be surprised if he were interested in being an OC there and not necessarily at HC.
Huh.
because the OC job, this is the most fun Cliff's had in a long time. I don't think there's any question about it.
Oh, like, for sure.
I think if we were to hit him with some sodium pentothal, I think he would say that. I really do. Because this is what his love is. His love is coaching up the players, drawing up ball plays, scheming people open, as you talked about. Being an HC, that comes with a whole lot of other stuff that after a while can be an onerous chore.
For sure.
And this is where he's having fun again. So I don't know that he necessarily is seeking it out. Linnell, I'd be a fool to think that at the money that they would pay you, that he would just out of hand say no.
Yeah.
Right? But sure. I do know that if he's going to go back in and be a head coach again, I think he's going to want to try and figure out how to insulate himself to continue to do what he's doing now if he's going to continue to be a head coach. So that'll be the interesting part. Chicago's going to take a look. Look, whoever Chicago hires, the offensive structure is critical. I don't care if they hire an offensive or a defensive guy. It's what you put an offensive structure around Caleb Williams, because there's no question the potential is there. This is a banner year for rookie quarterbacks. And I know Chicago has collapsed, but you're not going to convince me that Caleb Williams can't be great, because I believe he can. We're seeing it from Jaden Daniels. Bo Nix has his team on the verge of the playoffs. J.J. McCarthy's been hurt, but people love his potential. And now we're seeing Michael Penix get to play, right? Who did I miss? Oh, I had Drake May the other night.
Yes.
Listen, Linnell, you remember the draft run-up? Well, you and I talked.
Yep.
A lot of people were dumping on Drake May, and I never could understand how he became the punching bag.
Yeah.
They better take that back.
About to
say. That young man can play.
It was an impressive performance from him. Almost ruined my parlay by knocking off the Bills team. It was, almost hurt my pockets a little bit. But no, to your point, banner year for these rookie quarterbacks. Last thing here on Washington, CD, because the folks in D.C. are dying to know this from an expert like yourself. What shot do you give them in winning a postseason game? Because I caught a lot of scrapnel on the radio from the callers because I said I didn't give them much of a shot. But I do believe this. With that kid, Jaden Daniels, under center playing the way he's playing, it's the type of quarterback that has that gravity that will give you a shot against anybody.
I agree totally. And look, just like boxing, since we talked a little bit of it, mm-hmm. styles make the fight. What's your draw? Who are you getting? Who are you playing in the first round? You know, all those things. That'll come into play. But the idea that they can't win a first-round game is folly. They absolutely can win a first-round game. Seeing it up close. And they can play different styles if they need to.
Correct.
Don't think for a second that if they need to hand it to Brian Robinson and play, they can't. They can.
Yeah.
And opportunistic on defense. You get a couple takeaways in the playoffs, somebody gets sent home. So I agree totally on that one. This isn't just you and me talking and being a cockeyed optimist. I've seen Washington up close. They can win a first-round playoff game. Obviously, it depends on who you draw. But the idea that they can't, no, I'll fight you on that one. They can.
I'm about to say, well, the folks in D.C. are going to agree with you wholeheartedly. They're joined right now by Charles Davis, NFL on CBS analyst, one of the absolute best in the business. CD, I got to ask you about yesterday. I want to start with, for my money, the league MVP, Lamar Jackson, breaks Michael Vick's record for single-season rushing yards for a quarterback. I didn't realize, CD, how close he was to throwing for 4,000 and then running for 1,000. That's never been done in the history of the league, to my knowledge. Correct me if I'm wrong. Did he wrap up MVP yesterday, CD, or you need to see more?
No, he didn't wrap it up because it's one of those years where, if you remember, Linnell, going into last weekend, the engraver was already working on Josh Allen having MVP.
Yeah.
All right? He didn't put up big numbers last week, but he did what good quarterbacks do. He maneuvered his team into a position to win a ball game, and they did. That's what the best ones do. Patrick Mahomes is not going to win MVP this year, but I would posit you that Patrick Mahomes is the MVP every year.
Right.
He's just not going to win it every year,
right.
Okay? Because he knows how to win football games. That's what Tom Brady was. It's kind of like when Jordan was playing and you're like, I can't give him MVP every year, but you know he is.
Right.
Right? So that's where we are with that. My colleague Evan Washburn said something to me last week that has resonated. He said, hey, is this before we saw the Buffalo-New England game? He said, listen, The way you look, way I'm looking at it is if you do a blind test of the numbers of the top contenders, you really aren't saying Josh Allen has locked this title up. Mm-hmm. He said Lamar's sitting right there, Saquon with his rushing numbers, Jared Goff in Detroit. He said, but Josh Allen wins the story. And the story is what often carries you to an MVP. Meaning, preseason, Buffalo wasn't supposed to be Buffalo again, right? Here come the Jets, here come the Dolphins. Stephon Diggs isn't there. He doesn't have a wide receiver one. And guess what? He's carried him to another division title. He's had his best year. He hasn't turned it over. He's done all those things. His story is winning the day. Plus, Lamar's 1-2. So sometimes there's that recency bias where you go, well, let's give it to a new person. Yeah. And it happens. And right now, Josh Allen is in that position. It's, unfortunately for Lamar, he had a big day on Christmas Day in front of everyone.
Right.
It's not over yet. But Josh Allen's story and what Buffalo has done this year with him. And remember, they beat the Chiefs, which broke a 15-game winning streak.
Right.
They beat Detroit, which was, what, a 10-game winning streak, 11-game winning streak. And Josh had big games in both of them and the key plays in both of them. See where I'm going?
I do, yeah.
It's going to be tough to knock him out of saddle on that one. But if you're talking pure numbers, it is a wide-open race down the stretch.
I think the schedule makers, the way the schedule is, rather, CD, may favor Lamar because he was in that primetime slot.
Bigger games.
Bigger game more recently than Allen. But I agree with you, man. The story is special. I was one of those guys, CD. I wrote the Bills off. I thought the New York Jets were going to be the team in that division this year. I thought him losing Stephon Diggs was going to end up being too much. I just love how, remember, it feels like for a while we were like, wow, you know, Josh Allen's got to be Superman in order for this team to win. It feels like that's still the case, but James Cook getting it going on the ground has been really beneficial. And then he's learning, you know, when to throw the football away, when to live to see another down. And it's awesome to watch him mature right in front of our eyes.
He has hit that sweet spot in his career where he's still youthful enough to be war admiral or justify, right? But he is savvy and veteran enough now to do the things you talked about. Take a sack instead of trying to throw the ball while you're getting hit, right? Throw it away when you don't have a receiver. Oh, and make your guys better. Make Khalil Shakir a better player by what you're doing with him. Dalton Kincaid, Dawson Knox at the tight end position. You mentioned James Cook running it and catching it out of the backfield. Ty Johnson. When's the last time you mentioned Ty Johnson? Well, guess what? Ty Johnson has become one of those better players. All this has happened around Josh Allen, and he gets a lot of credit for it. Patrick Mahomes took two offenses in Kansas City to Super Bowls that weren't up to Kansas City standards. He was helped by his defense. Buffalo's defense, save for, remember the Detroit game where they gave up big points, you know they were up 35-14.
Right.
People forget that, okay? So Buffalo's defense plays better than they get credit for. But right now, Josh Allen is putting it all together that way, and he's hit the perfect spot in his career. And Linnell, I don't get many right, but I said in preseason, Buffalo's going to win the division again, and Josh Allen is going to have the type of year, because he's seen Mahomes do it, it's his time. And he's actually morphed into that. One of the few times I got one right.
But I said, give yourself a pat on the back, CD. One more quick one, and then we'll let you go, my friend. I appreciate you joining us, my man. One more quick one here.
Sure.
What do you make of the regression here in year two from CJ Stroud? And is it something you're seeing on tape that may be concerning long term?
No, I think what we're seeing is sometimes you arrive a year ahead of schedule, and he and his team did.
Yeah.
You know? I'm taking zero away, but rookie of the year on offense, rookie of the year on defense, head coach of, you know, coach of the year as a rookie coach in a not great division. But they hit the momentum, rode the wave, played really well, take zip away from them, right?
Right.
Well, you know what it's like in baseball when you come up and you hit 450 and you go through the league the first time, you think you got this down, right?
You see that off-speed
for the
first time.
All of a sudden, here come those breaking balls, sliders, change-ups. They chip away at your timing. And now you're hitting 250 and you got to adjust. I think that this year was a year of adjustment and continues to be for Houston. And I think that this kid has the goods to adjust and be better next year, as will the entire Houston team. Look, they're going to the playoffs. It's
right.
Not like it's a total disaster, but they don't have the look of a team that can do much in the playoffs.
Yeah, I would agree with you, my friend. Charles, appreciate you as always, my man. Happy holidays, and we look forward to hearing you this weekend.
Hey, happy holidays to you as well, my friend. You take care, okay?
Big thank you to our guy, Charles Davis, NFL on CBS analyst. Always enjoy catching up with him and talking a little ball. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we will keep the conversation on the National Football League. We'll get hot and heavy into the Washington Commanders. Does Sunday's big win against Philadelphia make you view the Commanders any differently? It's next here on The Fan. Still rocking and rolling.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket, and if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here on 106.7 The Fans, the youngest in charge, Lenell Willingham, sitting in for G&D. We'll take you up to 6:30 before we hand things over to the Take Command podcast. Big thank you to our guy Charles Davis joining us in the last segment. If you missed any of my conversation with CD, you are in luck. Download the always free Odyssey app. Use the Odyssey Rewind feature and go back to the top of the 3 o'clock hour to hear my conversation with Charles Davis. He had some pretty interesting commentary surrounding the burgundy and gold. And that's what I want to talk about here in this 3 o'clock hour. Flooded with calls opening hour of the show, talking all things hoop. But it'd be crazy if I got through an hour and a half of the program and didn't go hot and heavy on the burgundy and gold. Washington with a big-time contest coming up Sunday against the Atlanta Falcons. High-stakes situation. They very well could clinch, though, talking about that postseason spot, before the Sunday night football game kicks off. That very well could be the situation, depending on how the results go in the 1 o'clock window and in the 4 o'clock window. But for Washington, as we sit here on December 26th, 2024, we're on the stream. I'm going to do it right now. I have to pinch myself because it honestly is a foreign feeling that I have right now as a fan. For the first time in my lifetime, ownership, head coach, GM, quarterback, all on the same page. All on the same page. And I know I catch a lot of crap from you all because you think I speak in hyperboles. I just stand on business. I'm not used to that. That's what that is. But I genuinely feel like, forget the context of the National Football League for a second. In terms of the organizations in professional sports that are best geared for the future, Washington's got to be right near the top of that list. From organizational structure to hype surrounding the team with the potential new stadium on the way, and the quarterback has completely captured the hearts of this fan base. In Sunday, this past Sunday against Philadelphia, was another chapter in the book of Daniels. I know y'all probably thinking, oh, Lord, here come the church chords. He talking gospel-y. No, look, the book of Daniels is a special book. And it's not yet finished, and it won't be finished for a long time. It is going to be a series. You know what I'm saying? Something like a Limity Snicket series. And if you know about Limity Snicket, that means you're a real book reader, and I appreciate you. But in all actuality, Washington right now has everything you could want. This is the ideal set of circumstances that, as a fan, you want your favorite pro sports team to be in. Sunday, like I said, was another chapter in the book of Daniels, and it was more special after the fact than it was in real time, is what I would say. I feel like in real time, yes, I appreciated it. We were out at Tom's Watch Bar at MGM National Harbor. It was awesome. Dealing with the game and going through the game with you all as fans was awesome to experience as well. But, like, when I take the 1,000-foot view of what actually happened this past Sunday, it's bonkers. It's bonkers. And I know some of you all out there are like me, right? What I call it, SLS, the score and lover syndrome. You've been burned so many times by this franchise that it's hard for you to all the way lean in. I'll say this. If you weren't all the way 2 feet in, 10 toes down, however you want to say it, with this group, after Sunday's win against Philadelphia, how can you not be? Especially when you add the context of this thing. Washington turned the football over 5 different times on Sunday. And if you count the turnover on downs, turned it over 6 different times. Yet this group was still able to muster up 36 points against the NFL's best defense since about week 5, week 6 of the regular season. So it's super impressive what this group did. And I mentioned it with my conversation with Charles Davis. I look at Cliff Kingsbury and go, hey, bro, on behalf of the DMV, I apologize to you. See, there were some of us out there, hint, hint, this guy, that wasn't really subscribing to this theory that, oh, you know, the Cliff is real. A lot of you out there subscribed to this theory during that 3-game losing streak that Cliff was an idiot, that Cliff didn't know what the hell he was doing. Can I add some context to this? You think about it this way. Not only is Cliff Kingsbury, for my money, doing the best job out of any offensive coordinator here in the NFL, I'll even go a step further. If Cliff wasn't the guy working with Jaden, I'm not sure Jaden reaches this height in year number one. And I know Cliff is not the type of egotistical maniac that'll take all the credit for it. But can we be real for a second? Each and every week, Jaden makes about 7 to 8 jaw-dropping plays, whether it's a throw, whether it's a run. the tight window throws is something that, you know, I really feel like, hey, bro's got a special ability. The throw that he makes on a rope to Jamison Crowder, if you look at when the ball was released relative to where Crowder was in his break, it's all trust, it's all film study, and that's what I love about this kid the most, man. And if you play back some of my tapes from the summer on overtime or at the beginning of the regular season when I was championing for this group, it was very clear. The reason this kid is special is because of the work he puts in the classroom. And you hear it all the time, right? Sometimes it's disingenuous at times when you hear folks rave about somebody's work ethic. The thing I love about Jaden Daniels, you're seeing the fruits of the labor in real time. And that's a special thing. It's been a long, long time since we've had a transcendent talent like Jaden. And I know we want to point back to 2012, but I continue to say it. 2012 ain't got nothing on this group. 2012, it felt like we were waiting for the other shoe to drop. They had to create half-field reads for the quarterback. They had to baby Robert. And we all know it. Robert wasn't the stand-up individual that Jaden is. I'm not here to dunk on Robert. I'm just telling you why this is different and why this is so special. So after their five touchdown performance Sunday, after knocking off the hottest team in the National Football League, does Sunday's win make you look at Washington any differently? Because I think there were varying opinions out here in terms of how we feel about this team. I'll start with myself. Before Sunday, I looked at Washington as a group that I'm not going to say wasn't capable, but it wasn't very likely that they would be able to beat a team like a Philadelphia, a Green Bay, a Detroit. I gave them a 30% chance to win this football game coming into it. And obviously we know the context around the victory. Jalen Hurts was lost for the game. But that doesn't stop, you know, that doesn't take away from Washington and what they were able to do offensively. I don't have a bevy of questions about the offense. It's the defense to me still. And they played pretty damn well. Now, I understand Jalen Hurts wasn't there, and if you've played football at any level, you understand the impact that not having Jalen Hurts had on Philadelphia's rushing attack. That being said, didn't stop Shelton Day from whipping ass. Didn't stop Jalen Holmes from kicking ass. Deron Payne played out of his mind. I thought it was a complete effort from that group, especially when you consider the poor situations that they were put in. But the phone lines are wide open. 1-800-636-1067. Does Sunday's win make you look at the Commanders any differently? I'll start with myself, and I'll say, yeah, it does. And it pains me to admit it, but what do I always say? I'm a man first, before anything. So I know all of you like to hop in the chat and tweet at me and say, oh, you're a flip-flopper, and oh, there's no room for you on the bandwagon, or oh, the team doesn't want your support. Excuse me for my opinion changing when new information is presented. We can inject all of you with truth serum, Doc Walker style. Ain't no way in hell, if you realistically watch this group for 15 weeks, ain't no way in hell that you were picking them going into Sunday's game against Philadelphia. If you were, Ashburn syndrome. Right? That's where we sit with this thing. And it wasn't a slight against Washington. It just is what it is. I called this team average last week. And I had people jumping down my throat, sending hate mail to my apartment, threatening to cut off my water. I'm joking. You don't have that power. But you get what I'm saying. You all were really ticked off with me because I called this team average. From what you saw the first 15 weeks, why were you upset at me calling them average? Would I say they're an average team still after Sunday? Probably not. But I want to go to the phones on this, man. It's your show. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Washington scored 36 points against the NFL's best defense Sunday, and they ended a 10-game winning streak. Does Sunday's win versus Philadelphia make you look at the Commanders any differently? If it does, how so? 1-800-636-1067. 1067. Your call's next here on the Fan. 1-800-636-1067, the number on the MGM National Harbor Lister Lounge. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. Youngest in charge, Linnell Willingham, sitting in for Grant and Danny here on the day after Christmas. We'll take you up to 6:30. A lot more to get to, including our current topic that's got the phone lines lit up right now. If you're getting the busy signal, keep dialing us. 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. Washington with a seismic victory Sunday against the Philadelphia Eagles, snapping a 10-game winning streak. And then when you add the context of they were going up against the hottest team in football with the best defense in football, the fact that this group scored 36 points despite turning it over six different times should let you know, maybe this offense, maybe this football team has turned a corner. I am a believer in the quarterback, Jaden Daniels. I have been since day one. I think Sunday concretely put him in a different tier of quarterbacks in this league. He is one of one. You can't name me five better quarterbacks right now in the National Football League. You can't. When you add the context of, and this is no offense to the pros that they have in that wide receiver room. They do a hell of a job. But when you add the context of he's throwing to Alameda Zacchaeus, Jamison Crowder, De'Ami Brown, and he still lights up the best defense in football, I got five on it. Straight up. I mean, he is one of one. And before Sunday's game, I really didn't give Washington much of a shot to win a postseason game. They're always going to have a puncher's chance against anybody because of how dynamic and special the quarterback is. But looking at the thing objectively from a 1,000-foot view, before Sunday, I really didn't give them much of a shot to win a playoff game. After Sunday, I still think it's unlikely that they win a postseason game, but I'm really leaning into the old adage and the idea of, man, as long as five's out there, you never know what the hell's going to happen, and you got a shot against anybody. What say you, though? 1-800-636-1067. After Washington's big win Sunday, does it make you look at the Commanders any differently? Let's go to Lou in D.C. What's up, Lou?
What it do, big dog?
What's going on, my brother? How you doing?
I'm good, man. Happy holidays.
For sure. Same to you, too, brother.
Hey, you know, like I've been saying, man, just ride the wave, man. Anything could happen, you know. I'm not going to come on the radio and try to say this. I say this, I say that in the past. But like I keep saying, man.
You mean you're not going to pull a Chris Russell?
Come on. Hey, look.
No, I'm joking. You know Russo's my dog. I gotta poke fun at him. I know he's listening.
You know right what now. Like I say, it's a week-to-week thing. And we as a fan, I know sometimes we kind of, you know, hit the panic button here and there. But right. At the same time, man, anything can happen. So that's why I was like, if we play 60 minutes, and I told Russo on Friday, I say, like, play 60 minutes football, we're going to come up with a W. And that's exactly what we did. It don't matter how we did it. We knocked out Jalen, whatever. It doesn't matter. It's the game. It wasn't flagged. It was a clean hit. That's what it is. But at the end of the day, like I keep telling you, man, just ride the wave, my dog. You know,
just ride the wave.
You see what I? 3-game winning streak. Guess what that does? It gets you back on the thing, right?
For sure, builds your confidence too, man. So I'm hoping they continue to ride this all the way into the postseason. Appreciate your call as always, brother. 1-800-636-1067. Let's go out to Saeed out in Upper Marlboro. Wants to tap in. Did Sunday change your opinion of the Commanders at all, Saeed?
It actually did. It changed my opinion a lot because I never thought that this late in the season, a team that already saw us would allow us, after losing so badly in time of possession, with us not having a full Lattimore like we expected, without us having Austin Eckler that we thought for people like Philly, we'd be able to throw it in a lot of the screen game. He wasn't there. Without the running game, for this guy, Unflappable, to just come out there and win. The last time something like this happened, our quarterback ran off the field saying, "You like that? You like that?" And we never saw it again. So the fact that this guy just came off the field and was like, "Yeah, and?" Yeah. That's what's different for me, because I honestly thought that people would see this guy play and they'd learn him, and they'd come back the second time and beat us worse than the first time, and they didn't do that, and they didn't do that, and that was amazing to me. But to be honest, Linnell, and I just want to leave you with this question.
Uh-huh.
And I'd love for you to poke holes a little bit in this, which I'm sure you will. Why were we at the beginning of the season? I'm not talking about 10 or 11 wins, but why in the beginning of the season did we think this was a 5, 6, or even 7 win team? Because my question is, if we think that middle linebacker and Luvu and all these guys, aren't those guys worth an extra win compared to last year? Don't we think
that's a fascinating point, Saeed? Yeah.
Yeah, isn't Jaden Daniels better than Sam Howell? What, isn't he worth just one extra win compared to last year? So when you start doing the math and you say, look at what changes we made and who we've got. We've got a better owner. We've got a better owner that's actually, doing something. Last year he was kind of watching and let Ron kind of ride in the sunset. But when you do all that math, you're like, better coach, better coaching staff, definitely better OC, definitely better quarterback, definitely better guys on defense. I feel like when you do the math on all that, you should have been at least 8 wins right there. Is that wrong to do that math and expect that those guys equal that? I'd love to hear your thoughts.
Brother, I appreciate your call as always. Strong call, Saeed. Seriously, like that, he's right, but I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why folks still were talking 5, 6 wins. And I'll be honest, I'll pat myself on the back here and pull a Chris Russell. You can go run the tape back. Linnell Willingham, Denton Day, schedule release show at D-City Smokehouse. I predicted them to win 9. I said 9-8, 10-7 ceiling. When I got to see them after training camp, when I saw them up close in person, and I would come back every day screaming, Grant, Danny, Kevin, anybody who would listen, the quarterback's the truth. I thought, man, 9-10 wins isn't really out of the question. I think Vegas in the national pundits and some pessimistic fans looked at this group and said, man, yes, they overhauled the talent drastically on the roster. But with that being said, they don't have a lot of depth. They were an injury away at certain positions from being one of the worst position groups in football. And then let's be real. I think there was a lot of reservations about the job Cliff Kingsbury was going to do. I think if you can go and point to and say, well, what's the number one surprise of what Washington's done? Some folks will point to the offensive line. I think that's just only scratching the surface of it. The offensive line's playing as well as it is because, one, Jaden Daniels gets the football out of his hands. I think we screamed that all summer long. He's going to play on time. But if you look at the play calling and the amount that Washington chips with backs and tight ends, that's on the play designer. That's on Cliff Kingsbury saying, hey, look, I understand we may have a talent-deficient group, but I'm not going to let it stop us from reaching our heights. Phone lines are open on this. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Washington with a big-time win Sunday against the Philadelphia Eagles. Does Sunday's win make you look at the Commanders any different? Your call's next.